On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
All right, everybody in podcast land, time for a very special Hard Rocking Trivia Show with a special guest. She's been a fan for maybe a year or so of the show, and we've finally got her on. It's my oldest daughter, Annie Lanuet, from Smyrna, Delaware.
Hello, everybody.
Our first guest ever.
First guest ever, yeah. So we're going to try to parlay this into Bruce Dickinson later.
Yep.
But
it's the nepotism benefit of this podcast.
Yeah. Annie has put together some questions for us. We're going to start off with rapid fire. Where we try to stump each other with some questions, but she put some questions to us, so we'll see how difficult she has made them. But so she's going to read the questions, and then Mark and I are going to try to guess, but we all three made some questions, so we're going to go kind of a round robin kind of way. But we'll start with Annie. So Annie, give us your question.
And everybody else, play along at home.
Play at home. See if you get, oh, this will go 9 for 9.
All right, my first question, I think it's pretty easy. Hopefully you get it. If not, I'd be a little sad. there are 12 songs written about Patty Boyd. Name 3 of them.
Danny, go.
Patty Boyd. Okay, I'll say Something.
Yep.
From Something in the Way She Moves.
That was my guess.
Let's see. What else?
Think of all the George Harrison songs.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think. Or there could be an Eric Clapton song.
Layla. Is it Layla? Layla, one of them?
Yep.
All right. 2.
Oh, wow. Okay. And let's see the last one.
I'm having a brain fart.
Probably not My, Me, Mine.
No.
That's
Clapton's biggest.
Oh, Clapton's biggest.
I said Layla.
Bigger than Layla. Oh, what's a song?
Cocaine. Oh, he didn't write that one. Never mind.
She's probably involved.
Oh, shoot. What is that song? Shoot, I thought his biggest song I thought was about his son. But it may have been originally about Patty Boyd. I don't know.
Your band sang the song for...
Ooh. Well, you said this was easy and you're stumping us already.
Wonderful Tonight.
Yep, there we go.
All right.
I don't even know that song.
Oh, yes.
You look wonderful tonight. Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
Party.
Yep.
Well, maybe you guys can't.
Most of the random George Harrison songs that they sprinkle throughout the albums were about her, but there were a lot of Clapton ones, too.
Okay, well, you stumped us.
All right, off to a good start.
Dang it.
You suck.
Well, I don't know. I mean, she didn't tell us the name of the song. She just said my band played it.
Well, your band played a lot of songs. We know your favorite songs that you like to play.
Yeah, well, that wasn't one of them.
Okay.
No.
Brown-eyed girl, right?
I'll go next for question 1.
Okay.
How many number one albums has Fall Out Boy had in the U.S.?
Annie, go.
I want to say 1, and I feel like that feels generous.
My guess is 3.
The answer is 4.
Wow.
They have had 4 number one albums, and the first one was the Save Rock and Roll that Butch Walker produced for him.
That was a really good album.
Couldn't name one song. Sorry.
Forgiven.
Their titles are all really weird and don't. There's lyrics don't make any sense anyway. So, we're gonna get to some intellectual poetry, and if she picks Fall Out Boy, we're dead.
Yes.
It's not a Fall Out Boy song. I wanted to do that, but then I knew you'd make fun of me, and I just decided to not.
Okay.
All right,
you two. All of my questions are Beatles questions, since we know Annie likes the Beatles.
Thank you.
All right, you got to raise your hand. First one to get this. Which Beatle crossed Abbey Road in the famous album cover first? Danny.
John.
Woo, John was first.
Yep.
Annie, too slow.
It was John, Ringo, Paul, and George.
And who's not wearing shoes?
Paul.
Ooh, Danny. On a roll. Wow.
Yes.
Kicking butt. Annie, just watching.
All right, Annie. Question two.
Okay. Which three guitar brands did Eddie Van Halen design guitars for?
Ooh.
You've got to get one, Dad.
PV.
Mm-hmm.
PV. Kramer.
No.
No. I know he had a... They put Kramer on the stock of his Frankenstein guitar.
Ibanez?
Nope.
No. The Wolfgang is... Ernie Ball.
Yep.
Ernie Ball, Music Man.
I was going to be very sad if you didn't get that one.
Yeah, there's one on my wall right here.
Oh, my arm.
Offender?
Yep.
Wow, there you go.
Wow. All right. You're killing
it. Yeah, he's not much of a Gibson guy. There are some rare pictures of him playing a Les Paul or an Explorer, but not very much. All right. So I guess we got that one, right?
Yep. You got that one.
We're not total losers as usual.
not totally.
Yeah. All right. So my question two for you. How are Journey and Toto linked recently? Besides their touring together.
They're both five-piece bands?
No.
They're both AOR bands?
No, it's a lot more personal.
Oh. I don't know.
Personally. Steve Lukather is married to Steve Smith?
No! No, he is not.
Power couple.
Steve Smith's not in Journey anymore, but anyway... You were close. Somebody Steve Lukather's son is married to Jonathan Cain's daughter.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they just got married not too long, a couple months ago. So Jonathan Cain is the keyboard player in Journey. So I was really hoping that would parlay into Trev Lukather playing or opening for the Toto Journey tour, but he said he couldn't get it together in time.
All right. Interesting.
Oh, well.
Yeah. All right. Question two from me. What band did Ringo Starr leave to join the Beatles?
Oh.
Thinking caps are on.
Was it Rory Storm?
And the?
Rory Storm and the Hurricanes.
Wow. Danny got it right. Wow, that's going deep.
That is deep.
Who the hell remembers that?
I mean,
that guy.
I know I've read that at some point, but I did not remember it.
Wow.
Yeah. Good All one. Right.
Impressive, Danny.
Uh-huh. Yeah, thanks. I'm killing it. I had my Wheaties this morning.
Yep.
Okay. Annie, question three.
All right. Which Rush album was Neil Peart hoping to see turned into a movie?
My guess, 2112.
Nope.
No, I'm going to say, the one about the clock. Man, what is it? There's a whole series of books out on it.
Is it Clockwork Angels?
Yes.
Yep. Yes. Got it before Danny. He's a big Rush fan than I am.
I know. I had to watch the Rush documentary like once a month my entire childhood. Every time it would be on VH1, it was on our TV.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it a lot.
It's awesome.
I'm not complaining. I'm just stating a fact.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, question three for you guys. You don't get this, the call is over.
Oh boy.
How high did Mammoth WVH debut album peak on the U.S. rock chart?
Annie, you answer first.
I have no idea. 27.
Nope.
You said U.S. rock chart, man?
U.S. rock chart.
One.
Yes, that is correct. Number one with a bullet.
Yes, right. He said rock chart. That's why it went number one. If it had said Billboard top 200.
Yeah, Billboard, it was like... I think 40-something. Mm. But, yeah. Can't wait for his new album to come out.
Yeah.
What?
I said it deserves number one. It's great.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesomeness.
All right. More Beatles questions for you. Here we go.
Right.
Did you guys ever see the Magical Mystery Tour movie?
Yep.
All right.
No, I did not.
You didn't? Really? Well, then you're going to have a tough time with this question. Which Beatle wins the road race in Magical Mystery Tour? There's a running race in there, and somebody wins it, or a road race, I should say.
John?
Nope. All right, Danny, you got to guess. You got three other choices.
All right, I'm going to say Ringo.
Correct.
Yeah. They always let him do that kind of stuff.
Okay. Wow.
Here, Ringo, take the silly roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, these questions.
All right, I have a bonus Beatles question for you guys.
All right.
So one of George's songs called the Savoy Truffle. What is that song about?
Truffles.
Eric Clapton's Sweet Tooth.
Bingo!
Yep.
Ooh.
Yep, telling him he keeps eating all these sweets, his teeth are going to rot out of his head.
Yep.
They probably did.
Yeah, who knows? But
between the truffles and the cocaine, I can't imagine his whole face is doing well these days.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so I really wasn't keeping track of how we did.
Oh, I got a bonus question for you guys. Another right. Beatles one. Here we go. What was the working title of the song Yesterday? It's really stupid.
Scrambled eggs.
Correct.
From no man's land.
How the hell did you know that?
Told you I'm a Beatles fan.
Yeah, yeah. A fanatic for sure. Damn.
It's because when he was writing it, he didn't have the words. He was just scrambled eggs. All my troubles seem so far away. So he didn't know what to call it. So
okay. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right, I have one more question.
Okay.
This is Beatles related as well. What do George Harrison, Joan Jett, and Wolfgang Van Halen all have in common?
They all like the ladies.
Probably.
That was good.
Yeah.
George Harrison, Joan Jett, and Wolfgang.
They're all men? I have no idea.
Let's think.
They're guitar players.
That is true, but that's not what I was thinking of.
I don't know.
They all joined their respective bands at the age of 15.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Damn. Where do you get these questions? Maybe anybody can do this show.
Yeah.
She has studied many years to get to this level.
Okay.
Not just anybody can come along and put together questions like that.
Many years of Rush documentaries.
Wow.
Well, do you know the band that Joan Jett joined when she was 15?
The Runaways.
Nice.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Thank you.
Can you name three Runaway songs?
Three of their songs?
Yeah, name three songs.
Oh, I know Cherry Bomb. My daughter really likes that one.
No. It was so funny seeing a little four-year-old singing Cherry Bomb. Cherry Bomb.
So, no, I don't know if I know any more.
I can't either. I know School Days is two. Couldn't name them.
What? Didn't they have another big hit besides Cherry Bomb?
No.
I don't know. Wow.
They're more legendary, but they were never popular at all.
Well, they had, I mean, think of the artists that came out of that band.
I mean, yeah, they're infamous for sure, and everybody knows who they are, but they were never successful, except in Japan. But here in the U.S., they were an opening band, and they opened for Rush, I think.
Everybody opened for Rush. Oh, yeah. And Rush opened for everybody else.
Yep.
All right, well, that was a good segment.
Yeah, hopefully people didn't die of boredom listening to this. We asked way too many questions.
Well, if we had any Beatles fans, I'm sure they got a few of those, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Beatles were hard rocking, weren't they? Definitely.
In their day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I guess. They tried. I mean, they did. Helter Skelter was their attempt at being hard rock.
Revolution. Yeah, that's...
The original Revolution was much slower.
Yeah. I don't like that version.
No.
All right. Well, I guess maybe we should take a commercial break.
We will.
All right, fine.
Can you tell there's a lot to edits?
That must take some time.
Oh, yes, it does. Yeah, Danny's got the aegis. He's the comic relief on the show. I got to do all the editing.
Yeah, I'm the comic and the brains behind this outfit.
And the looks, too, apparently.
That's why it's a good thing we're on the radio or the podcast. Or the radio. Internet.
Yeah.
That was Grandpa on the radio, Dad.
Yeah.
Hey, Danny, time to come in. He was a fan of ours, and then we lost him.
Yeah.
And then Nanny shows up.
Yeah.
Hope nothing happens to you.
Yeah, me too.
The Hard Rocking Trivia Show is 100% free. The hosts of the show make absolutely nothing for doing the show. It's done for the love of the music they grew up with.
All right, boys and girls, we're back here on the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show. We're going to do some intellectual poetry. This is where we read the lyrics to a song, and our two guests here, our two co-hosts, actually, we're going to try to guess the name of the song, the artist, and the song. Well, we usually just do the artist.
Yeah, this is hard enough.
Yeah, the reading usually, part is super difficult.
Usually by the time you get the artist, you kind of know the song.
Yeah.
But this is hard.
And make sure when you're reading this, you don't throw the melody in there either. Read it like a third grader.
Like Mark does.
Yes. One syllable at a time. So I guess I'm going to start, and we'll see who can get this first. All right.
All right.
Here we go. Riding in the bus down the boulevard, and the place was pretty packed. Yeah. Couldn't find a seat, so I had to stand with the perverts in the back. It was smelling like a locker room. There was junk all over the floor. We're already packed like sardines, but we're stopping to pick up more. Look out. What do you two think? Any guesses? Man.
I'm going to guess the Scorpions.
Scorpions would be incorrect. Not even in the ballpark.
Oh, geez.
All right, Annie, what's your guess?
I don't know.
Fallout?
I'm just happy I'm there.
Fallout Boy?
No, definitely not. They make lyrics for too much of a story.
Oh, okay.
And go together too much.
So no guess for you. So we're going to give we're going to give you the buzzer. I will skip the chorus. Hey, he's going to sit by you. Well, whoops. There's a suitcase poking me in the ribs. There's an elbow in my ear. There's a smelly old bum standing next to me. Hasn't showered in a year. I think I'm missing a contact lens. I think my wallet's gone. I think this bus is stopping again to let a couple more freaks get on. Look out. Danny, I think he knows it. Annie, I'll let you guess first.
I think so.
I got nothing.
Is it a parody song?
Yes, it is.
That might give you a hint.
It's a parody.
Weird Al?
Correct. It is Weird Al Yankovic. What's the name of the song?
Oh, man.
Another one. Rides the bus.
Yeah. Another one rides
another
the bus.
And another gets on. And another gets on.
Another one rides the bus. Hey. Hey. I'm going to sit by you. Another one rides the bus. Whew.
A good parody.
It's a great parody.
It's hilarious.
If you've never heard it, go check it out on YouTube. It's awesome. From 1983. That's when we first heard about Weird Al Yankovic.
Riding in the bus down the boulevard and the pace was pretty packed. Couldn't find a seat, so I had to stand with the perverts in the back. It was smelling like a locker room. There was junk all over the floor. We're already packed in like sardines, but we're stopping to pick up more. Look out! Another one rides the bus. Another one rides the bus. And another comes on, and another comes on. Another one rides the bus. Hey, he's gonna sit by you. Another one rides the bus.
It's all
are they doing a movie about him?
They're making one right now. I forgot who's starring. Is weird.
No, it's already Harry out. Potter. It's Harry Potter starring in it.
Really?
Yeah. Daniel Radcliffe is Weird Al.
Where's it
but
on?
It's already out.
Huh, I did not know that.
I might watch it just to see.
I love see Weird what it's Al. Like. He's funny as hell. I saw him once in person. He dressed exactly like you'd see him on TV. It's where he walked around just like that.
Nice.
The pride good of friends. Linwood, California. All right. Who wants to go next?
Go ahead, Annie.
All right. Okay.
Fall Out Boy.
No.
Okay.
Ooh, mama, we're stopping at the green light, girl, because I want to get your signal. No going at the green light, girl, because I want to be with you now. You are my special. You are my special. You are my midnight, yeah. So sweet, so fine, so nice, all mine. Mine, 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 ooh.
I'm going to say Green Day.
Nope. I hate Green Day.
Me too.
It sounds familiar. I like Green Day because I can play all their songs. They're pretty easy.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm going to guess. Shoot, I don't know. Oh, shoot. Blink
182. Nope.
Guys, are we even close?
Nope.
It's familiar, too. It's very familiar because she's almost using melody in there.
I'm trying not to. Yeah. I practiced. All right. We're stopping on the highway, girl, because I want to burn my gas. There's one girl that I know I'm never going to pass. She is my special. She is my special. She is my midnight, yeah. So sweet. So fine, so nice, all mine. Mine, 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 mine. Ooh. Ooh, yeah. That's it.
I don't know why I want to say the Pretenders. Am I wrong?
Ha ha! Wrong.
Oh, wait. Mine, mine, mine.
You didn't give us any clues.
I did not.
Well, not yet. Okay, after Danny misses this, you can give us some clues.
Is that a John Lennon song?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Came out in 2017.
Oof. So it probably wouldn't be John Lennon.
That would have been
no. Excuse me, I'm going to have a heart attack. Okay, no. Okay.
Oh, jeez. 2017. Okay. Was it a big hit?
Fairly big hit. Not huge, but.
Are there no more lyrics?
Nope, no more lyrics. That's it.
That was even the chorus and everything.
Yeah, that was everything. More of an instrumental.
Is it a rock band? Or
it is. It's it a rock, is a rock
band. Is a popular rock band?
Not, I don't know. I don't think they're like super, super mainstream, but they're popular enough. You've talked about them before. You've mentioned
is
them.
Is it Avenged Sevenfold?
Nope. I almost did Avenged Sevenfold, but then I figured you'd get that.
Five Finger Death Punch.
Nope. Give up.
Are we close? Yeah.
It's Greta Van Fleet.
Oh,
highway tune.
That's why I heard of it before. Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Now I put the lyrics right to it.
Yep.
Oh, geez.
Wow. She's kicking her ass, Danny.
Yeah, you think?
This is not good. Well, you got to save us with your intellectual poetry, Danny.
Yep. All right, you ready?
Yep.
I don't think either of you will get this, but here we go. I've turned my back to the wind to catch my breath before I start off again, driven on without a moment to spend, to pass an evening with a drink and a friend. I let my skin get too thin. I like to pause no matter what I pretend. Like some pilgrim who learns to transcend, learns to live as if each step was the end.
Good lyrics.
Oh, man. This guy is one of the greatest lyricists of all time.
Thin Lizzy.
No.
Damn, because you did.
I knew you were going there, but there are other people that can write lyrics.
Okay. Danny, your turn.
Rush.
Kobe.
What? Oh my God!
Well, that documentary watching paid off.
Way to go, Dan.
I don't know the song though.
All right, everybody. I hope you enjoy Danny being on the show. That'll never happen again.
Yep. First guess. Bam.
God. Is it because I said of one of the greatest lyricists of all time?
No.
No.
I mean, I was just thinking of bands that you like and respect.
God almighty. That was Time Stand Still, which is one of my favorite Rush songs.
Good song.
Off of Hold Your Fire from 1987.
Wow, Danny. Couldn't stump a 20-year-old.
That was years away, I wish.
29, am I right? Close?
Turned 29 yesterday.
Wow. Happy birthday.
Thank you. It's my first 29th birthday. I'll be having several more.
Okay.
She only looks 19. Her and Liv standing next to each other. I'm not sure who's older. Except for the ones calling her mommy.
Yeah, that spoils it.
Wow, Dan.
Oh, man.
Man, I gotcha.
Your soul just left you when she said Rush.
It did. You saw it, right?
Right
out of my head. Right through my forehead.
Yep. That little dent over there.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. So Annie won this round.
Yep. Got to give it to you. Damn.
Yay. Awesome.
You know what you're winning, right? You're winning absolutely nothing.
I accept.
You're welcome.
Well, I guess in this case, she gets three times the normal prize money.
That's right. Three of us. Three times zero is still zero. just for that, Annie, we're going to let you introduce the next segment, which will be 6 and 30. Good luck. Right. Think you can do it?
I think I can.
Okay.
If Mark doesn't cough over you.
Well, we can always retake it. Do you remember how it goes?
No, I don't remember word for word.
Well, you fake it.
All right. Just, I can do that.
Just get 6 and 30 right, and the rest of it, just whatever.
All right.
For it is a human number. Its number is 6.
Our next segment is 6 and 30, where we play 6 songs for you in 30 seconds, and you have to guess the artist of all 6.
Yeah, and it's not easy sometimes, because if you know your math, that is 5 seconds apiece, and that's not much time.
5 times 6 is 30.
Mark, don't try to count it, Mark.
So what we're going to do it this way is Danny and I both made 6 and 30 segments, and both of us are going to be, like, when Danny plays his, we're going to try to get our piece of paper out and figure out who's going to get the most artists right.
All right, so why don't you do that? I sent both of you my 6 and 30, so why don't you both play it and see what you can do.
So, okay.
But I won't do that. Tell the story I find out about you.
Yeah, Danny, what is the theme to this?
Oh, the theme, yeah. We always have a theme to these. These were all in the top 100 in the year Annie was born, 1994.
Well, I wasn't exactly listening to music that year. That doesn't seem fair.
Fair's got nothing to do with it.
And you know what's weird about this, Annie, is when I asked Danny what year you're born, and he'd already made this segment, I was going to make the same exact segment. We share the same brain.
Oh, man. Great minds.
So, yeah, he asked what year you were born. I said, 94. But I already made a 6 and 30 with songs from 94.
Thanks, Dan. So, Annie, what do you think?
All right,
so
what do y'all think?
I've only got the second one.
Okay.
All right.
I think I got at least three, maybe. So we're going to have to listen to that again. So go ahead, Annie, right. Play it again.
All right.
But I won't do that.
All right. So what do y'all think? Okay. Annie, how many do you think you have?
I think I have two.
All right. Annie go through all hers, then I'll go through all mine. I don't have them all, but I think I got a lot of them.
All right.
So Annie, who do you think you have? The first one?
Nirvana.
Nope.
All right. Second one's Meatloaf.
Yes.
All right. I got that one.
Yep.
Keep going.
Is that all you're guessing?
That's all I got.
No guesses at all?
I know the rest of the songs. I just have no idea who sings them.
You know all of these artists. There's not a difficult artist in there.
Okay. Number one.
All right, Mark.
Number one, Danny.
Yeah.
Collective Soul.
That is correct.
All right.
Number two is Meatloaf.
Yep.
Number three, I've heard that song before. I don't know that one.
Yeah, that was probably their biggest hit. That was the Gin Blossoms.
Yeah. It's one of those bands I've heard of, but I couldn't tell you one song. But I've heard that song many times.
Yeah, because almost every song sounds exactly the same by them. But that's an old guy thing to say.
Yeah.
get off my lawn. They all sound the same.
Yeah.
Didn't say it about noise. That. You've been saying that about my music for the last 15 years.
Yep. Number four. All right, I'll give you a hint, Annie. His daughter is in the video. It's a band. But his daughter appears in the video with another video vixen.
She's an actress.
Yep.
Oh, man.
And your sister has the same name, Viv.
Oh, is it Aerosmith?
Correct. Yes. Number four is Aerosmith.
Yep.
Number five. Is a cover, isn't it?
It is a cover, but this is the more popular artist from that did it in 94.
Was it John Cougar Mellencamp?
Yes. Yep.
Number five is a ballad from a band from New Jersey. They are huge. They still perform today, and their lead singer cannot sing a lick now. What do you think, Annie?
We've talked about them before. If you...
Huge band. Probably the biggest band besides Springsteen to come from New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's New Jersey.
There's only two New Jersey bands that are huge. I mean, huge globally. They play stadiums around the world. They play arenas in the States.
Richie Sambora played guitar for him.
I got nothing.
Wow.
There's Bon Jovi.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
You had no idea Bon Jovi was huge?
No, I had no idea he was from New Jersey.
Wow. It's like 20 minutes from you, isn't it?
Well, I make a conscious effort to not go there, so yeah.
Wow. Hating on New Jersey. Okay.
All right, so Mark, you got five.
Woo.
Nice.
Annie,
so I played this for Dana, Annie's mom, And she says she got three. She only got 2.5. She got Meatloaf and she got John Cougar Mellencamp.
What's the half?
And she knew the singer was Steven Tyler.
But didn't know the band.
Didn't know the band. I said Joe Perry, Brad Whitford, Joey Kramer, nothing. No. But she thinks she got it. I said, no, you have to name the band. So she got 2.5.
So you guys arguing, fighting now? You sleep in separate
rooms?
Yeah,
we're not speaking now because of it.
All right.
I take no sides in this one.
Okay.
All right, so Mark won that one 5-2.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we guess who's next? Mine. Okay, Maya.
Yeah, Annie didn't make one this time.
No.
We haven't taught her yet. All right, this 6 and 30, the theme is, this will be probably very easy for Danny. There's a couple of hard ones, but there's some softballs in there too. All female bands. Every member is a female.
Okay.
Go ahead, Annie. Play it when you're ready.
All right.
Walk like an Egyptian. Jerry Bob! Hello, world! I'm your wild girl! Hey. And the lady knows it's understood. Stutter! Rev it up! Rev it up! Can you hear them? They talk about us. Call a nurse, cause I believe I'm gonna fade away. They will be coming for me any day.
All right.
Well, I got one.
Got one?
One.
Wow. Yep.
All right. Well, I couldn't quite hear most of that, so let me try. Here we go.
Walk like an Egyptian.
All right, I should ask you this, Annie. Can you name 6 all-female bands?
No, I cannot.
Wow. Makes it even more difficult.
Definitely.
Should Danny... So
yeah, I know I got 4. I think I got 5. I don't have 6 for sure.
Okay. Yeah, because there's one that's really hard. We'll start with Annie first. What is the first one?
I know the song. I do not know the band.
All right, Danny knows this one. I'll give you a hint. It rhymes with dangles.
Bangles?
Correct.
All right. I'll take it.
Number 2.
That one's the Runaways. I got that.
Runaways.
One.
Yes. I knew Danny knew that one. Here's a tough one. Number 3.
Well, it's a Kiss cover.
Correct.
I don't know any female bands. It's probably on that soundtrack, that Detroit Rock City movie soundtrack.
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
No?
No. This band I saw open for Alice Cooper and the Knack. They started as 4 teenage girls. They're named after, it's a girl's first name, plural. Plural means more than one.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It could be the Shirleys. It could be...
The Lisas?
The Lisas.
I don't know. I don't know who that is.
The Donnas.
The Donnas. Ugh.
You like the Donnas?
I don't know them at all.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They also covered Looks That Kill by Motley Crue.
Can you believe that? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. They were kind of a female version of the Ramones a little bit.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Kind of a punk, girl punk.
Yeah. They were 3-minute songs. But I think once they started getting married and having kids, I think they stopped. Because they were pretty young. All right, that's number 3. Number 4, what do you think? Rhymes with Dixon.
That was Vixen.
Yep.
Vixen. Who we've seen.
Yes. Easy on the eyes. Let's just say put it that way.
That's a good all-girl band name.
Yeah. Yep. They're pretty good, too.
Now, the next one you got to get.
Come on. This is the first band, all-female band, that played their own instruments to go in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I have no idea. I really don't know that many all-female bands.
Another big hit.
Go-Go's.
Yeah, I was going to say, we got the beat. Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm feeling really old right now. The Go-Go's. They just went in last year.
Oh.
The Go-Go. And the last one, Danny, this is a tough one for you.
Yeah, it's like it's got a 70s sound, like
early 70s.
Early 70s. This was the only 70s girl band I can think of is Fanny.
Correct.
Yes.
Because they were the first.
We talked about them a couple months ago, and I've listened to them a little bit since, but I can't think of any other band near that time frame.
I mean, yeah.
All-girl band.
An all-girl band was very unique. I mean, 1970 is when they came out.
Yeah.
There's a documentary about them as well. But, they never made it famous, but they could play. They really could play. They were really good. But they didn't get enough push, and so after a couple, three albums, they went.
Yeah.
So.
That stinks.
Yep.
It's all about what the record company's going to push. Oy.
Boy, you really dropped the ball on that one, Annie.
Oh, yeah.
I figured you'd get
it. I was going to.
I figured
I never, whenever I'm listening, I never, ever get any of the 6 and 30s.
Yeah, well, we make them super hard for each other.
Oh, you do, for sure.
Just to make each other look stupid.
Yeah, these were pretty softballs.
Well,
we both get 5 out of 6.
Yeah, it's too easy.
Yeah, next time will be impossible unless you want to record with us again.
Yeah. I'd like to hear the impossible.
We're going to check the ratings first before we invite you back.
That's fair.
It's probably going to be the highest rated show we ever get. Hey, a female voice. Trying to hear you. Hey,
somebody with half a brain. Yeah. Yay.
She graduated college.
Did you that?
And how are you using that education that Danny paid for?
Well, I still haven't paid it off, but
yeah, I paid part of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I sell lab equipment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
like big lab equipment, like not beakers and stuff.
No, not beakers and test tubes. I sell chromatographers and spectrometers.
Oh, you don't like go to door to door? Hey, you guys want some syringes?
Nope, I work from home. It's awesome.
I got some tongue depressors.
Yep. Here's some test tubes for you.
Yeah, woo. The word beaker is funny, isn't it? Just makes you
laugh. It is. It's pretty weird. Funny looking thing too. Now I don't even know if we sell those at company, but
yeah, we won't name the company because they probably let you go after hearing this. You know, just saying.
Yeah.
We never bring up where we work.
That's good.
Danny,
I think we probably said what we do, but no telling where.
Yeah. I teach kids how to throw and catch. That's what I do.
That's difficult.
And when they get hit in the forehead, Danny helps them out where he works.
Not yourself, though.
Yeah.
This was fun.
Well, yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
You had a good time?
Yeah.
I'm See, you did look too stupid.
My intellectual poetry.
Yeah, you made us look stupid.
Man, I'm never going to live that down. We'll go down. It'll be told for Thanksgivings for many years to come.
I'll put it on your headstone.
Just rush.
She knows you a little better than you think she does.
That's definitely true.
I wasn't even really thinking. I was just looking at this one website that has lyrics, and I thought, oh, Rush, I love their lyrics. So I went on there. And
maybe you should have watched some different documentaries, not just the same one over and over again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's VH1's fault for playing it every single day, but yeah.
But it was a good one.
Hey, there's Neil on his motorcycle again. Woo.
Again? Yep. This way, that way?
Yep.
Yep, over and over again. I did want to do a Fall Out Boy song, but their lyrics are complete nonsense jumble every time.
Well, it wouldn't have mattered. We wouldn't have gotten. Well, Danny is familiar with their songs, but I'm not.
That's true.
I've seen them four times in concert.
Don't admit
You're
that.
You're welcome. With Metro Station, your favorite band ever.
Oh, my God.
Who?
Metro Station.
You almost made us leave.
Metro Station, these two guys, Miley Cyrus's brother.
Mm-hmm. They were opening for Fall Out Boy. It was
horrific. They
the
had
songs
one
themselves
hit.
Are terrible, but then trying to listen to them attempt to perform them live was just excruciating.
Because they couldn't sing?
No, not at all.
And they're dancing around like a bunch of idiots and trying to do these songs. It's like, stop that. Stop it. You're taking up valuable time that I'm not getting back. So stop that.
Are they still around?
No, I don't think so. You did volunteer to take your teenage daughter and her friends to the concert. You were setting yourself up.
To the Fall Out Boy concert, not to see Metro Station.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're both at Burger King in Van Nuys right now.
The All Time Low and the Academy Is show wasn't bad.
Oh, they were great.
They were really good.
And then we saw, what was it, Plus 44? 44 Plus, something like that. I thought they were good.
Yeah, they were pretty good, too. Yep.
And we saw the one that did Snakes on a Plane.
Cobra Starship.
Oh. Cobra Starship, they were great.
They were awesome.
Never heard of them.
Everybody in that band could really play. I mean, Gabe wasn't much of a singer. He produces now, apparently.
Oh, that's probably best.
Yeah, it is. He wasn't much of a singer, but the band could play. They were good. That was a good band.
I'll speak for all the old guys. Who?
Yeah.
Jeez. I'm surprised you like Butch Walker.
Oh, I love Butch Walker. He's my favorite, probably.
She went with me a month ago. Well, yeah, about a month ago to see him.
Mm-hmm. That was one of his best shows that we've been to, I think. He just seemed so genuinely happy to be out there playing again. And that was his whole thing about this tour, was that it's been so long since he's been able to play music live. And, you know, he talks all the time about how bands really don't make that much money from touring anymore. You lose money touring. But for him, it's just what he genuinely loves. And you can tell when he's up there doing it. And he's just incredible. And then the whole request section. I mean, who does that? That's amazing. And who has that kind of catalog to even be able to do that? I mean, this man's been putting out music for longer than I've been alive. And
he picked Danny's song. Can you believe that?
I was so excited.
To hear Butch Walker said, we have a request from Dan Davis. I was like,
me, it's me, it's me.
That's me. Hey, everybody be quiet now. That's my song. Shh, everybody.
That's awesome.
And you're welcome.
Yep, because it was a great one to pick. I requested like four different songs, I think. I'm okay, though. I'm happy with what he played.
That's awesome.
I'm okay, he didn't pick one of mine.
First time I saw him was in a club called the Hotel Cafe in front of 30 people. And we were in a room, probably the size of the room you're sitting in right now. He's just sitting on a stool right in front of us.
That's so cool.
And, the people outside was like, who are you going to see, Butch Walker? Like, who?
Nobody. Yeah.
He was so good. So the guy can write a song. He can sing.
Was that for on his first album?
It was after his first album, and we got everybody who walked in got a cassette single of mixtape. So it was just as a second album was going to come out. Nobody knew who he was.
Cool. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Have you read his book?
I have not.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
He's lived many different lives, it seems. It's really cool to
see. That's one book that I actually laughed out loud while I was reading.
Yeah, me too.
And one you haven't sent me yet.
I will send it to you.
I'm 3/4 of the way through the John Corabi book.
Okay.
As soon as
send that to me. I'd like to read that one.
Yeah, I will, but I have to go to the bathroom a couple more times to finish it.
Oh, come on, man. I don't want a pee book or a pooping book.
I don't put it right next to the toilet. It's far away. So you sit down there. I got to take a couple minutes here. I'll read like 10 pages, put it down. I do about 10 pages a day.
Small doses.
Too much information, huh?
Well, it's good you're regular, at least.
I am regular.
There you go.
My grandma always told me about that. Eat a little fiber, lots of fiber. So, I listen to my grandma. All right, all you two, I will see you later.
All right.
You put me to work.
Yep.
All right.
Good luck.
Take care.
Okay. Bye. Bye.